Pam is a seasoned veteran in the education world. She's got 32 years of experience, and she's actually been an interim commissioner now twice, and has done really a significant job handling that responsibility. And I do believe that the board unanimously believes that, one, not only is she fully capable to do the job, but two, that the department really needs some stability right now and a steady hand. And I think that went into the equation as well.
What was the board's charge to her? And is it any different than what the board required of the other commissioners?
No. She's the commissioner of education. So she runs the entire department of 1,400 people, and she reports to the board in terms of policy and rulemaking. And, you know, she's got a tall order right now. Right now, we're at a pivotal point in education. And I think one of the reasons why we need that steady hand as well, as you know, we're moving towards Common Core standards. We're in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, full implementation, and a blended learning of Common Core standards as well as the Sunshine State standards, 3 through 12. And we'll fully roll that out next year. And in addition to that, we're in the process of evaluating, you know, what assessment tool that we're going to use. And that's still work that's underway. We haven't made that decision yet, but that's going to be a critical decision to make sure that we can measure accurately whether or not our kids are learning the standards that are out there.
And she really is the first hire in at least the past several years that politics, I guess, did not figure into it. Can I make that assumption?
Yeah. Well, Tony Bennett was a Republican and ran for commissioner in Indiana as an elected official. And so he did have that background. Pam, I think, is truly positioning herself to do what I think is important, and that is to make the right decisions for the children. So many times politics does get in the way of trying to make the right decision for children, and it really shouldn't. So I have full confidence in her. I think she's going to do a terrific job.
She comes in with the full support of the entire board. She's also an insider, so the uptime getting her prepared and set in the job is probably nil. This would seem to have worked in her favor as well.
Well, that's a real benefit for everybody, I think, for her, for the board, for our kids. And by the way, she not only gets the full support of the board, I do also think that there were a couple of superintendents at our board meeting yesterday that also spoke very highly of her as well. So I think she'll have the respect of the superintendents in the 67 counties as well.
So in hindsight, you guys had your chances with Pam Stewart before.
Yeah.
Should you have gone with her?
I don't know. I mean, that's always hindsight's always a tough one, right? I mean, Tony Bennett was a national figure. He certainly was a bold leader, and I don't have any regrets. Fortunately, it ended the way it did, and no one likes that. But I think we've made the right decision at this point in time, which is the important thing.